Hello, America, and to our friends around the world, welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. If trouble hits this country, if war breaks out, if we have huge domestic insurrection, or even, God forbid, a civil war, you're going to wish that you had protected your assets. Because as the banks get in trouble and that number is growing, they can keep your money under Dodd-Frank 2010. Hey, we just interviewed Jim Renacci, former congressman that worked like crazy to get rid of Dodd-Frank for the reasons I'm telling you right now. Unfortunately, Jim wasn't able to get that done. And so now you got to do it for yourself. Your retirement's associated with the bank. You're making a big mistake. You can't start over. If your savings, okay, in other words, limit your exposure. You got to have a bank account. But you need to go into assets that appreciate, not depreciate. And Noble Gold can help you with all of that. Now, I got to give you the warning here. Anytime you do anything with investments, bad things can happen. I've been a customer of Noble Gold for 8 years, and only good things have happened. And I've been an advertiser for 9 years. I would recommend that you make this move right away. They will not pressure you into anything. You literally will find that you have to close your own deal. They'll give you the facts and then leave it to you. Call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Or if you forget the number, go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. All right. We're going to take a look at something here that is so beyond disturbing. And either this person is extremely arrogant, and they're saying to you, we own you. We can follow you. We can track you. We can do anything we want. Or this person's dumber than a box of rocks. Let's take a look. Here's, I'll bring this up on screen. And this is just beyond the pale, folks. This is an interview between, and I'll get this straight here because I'm doing this live. Andrew Colvett and Jesse Waters. And let me optimize the sound here so you can hear this. And it's all clarity. And
The way I'm going to break a little bit of news on your program, Jesse. Our partners that do sort of geotagging with devices, they told us that they tracked over 277,000 devices in the vicinity of State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona.
Wow.
277,000.
Yeah, well, on one hand, that shows you the enormous appeal and the anger and sympathy and mourning, the level of mourning that was taking place with Charlie. Let me state something real obvious. Candace has pretty well stated that she didn't attend, not because she didn't want to. She didn't feel safe. When we find out who was behind COVID and geofencing 277,000 people, let me continue on a little bit with this.
That's
So that just gives you an
unbelievable.
idea of the scale of humanity out there. But I just want to give a hat tip and a major kudos to our team that pulled this off. They did.
Our team, TPUSA, did not do this. It's who TPUSA is partnered, and it's the same people that Charlie said 2 days before his death on that Telegram link that Andrew Colvett has confirmed on his own show, and we played the clip. The people, the company, what country do you think they're from? They're not American. And he calls them their partners. Yet, wait a minute. Charlie said on Telegram, maybe we should not be so pro-Israel, to paraphrase. By the way, I'm pro-Israeli people. I've rooted for them, good outcome in every war that they have fought. Except I stopped supporting them in Gaza for all the reasons you're aware of. So, can't accuse me of being anti-Semitic. I'm very pro-Semitic, and I'm sympathetic to what these people ancestors have been through and the persecution they have suffered in the geographic location they're in, and being told, we're going to drive you into the sea, we're going to kill all of you. I get that. That's terrible. And I have supported military aid for Israel. But this has taken a turn that needs to be considered what it means. And I'm not going to draw conclusions. I'm just going to put evidence out there. But you heard him say, our partners gathered this information that resulted in 277,000 people in the vicinity of State Farm Stadium, and they did it from cell phone geofencing location. This is frightening. And I mean, this is beyond frightening. But I want to go an extra step here. Let us be really clear here. We have the receipts to be concerned. I don't know that we have the receipts to draw definitive conclusions, but since our government's not doing the proper investigation, and the Utah state officials and local police aren't doing a proper investigation, it's left people like me and you. Here we have an article. It's well documented. Israeli-backed PR campaign targets 38 Arizona churches. These are the partners that Andrew Colvett, the head of media, the producer of the Charlie Kirk Show, appeared with Charlie many times on air. This is who he said our partners gave us the information that 277,000 people were in the vicinity of State Farm Stadium. Okay, let's go through this. Publicly available documents filed with the U.S. DOJ under the Foreign Agents Registration Act. So right there, Colvett is saying we're partnered with foreigners to track American citizens going into these churches. This is just Arizona. Okay? They're partnered with surveillance that I find offensive. It's no one's damn business other than God and me where I go to church. But these people have taken it on their own to geofence me and you when we go to church. I'll get more into that in a minute. The goal of the campaign, says the Foreign Registration Act literature, is to encourage Christians to have a more favorable view of the nation of Israel. I'm going to be very clear. I don't support Netanyahu at all. I don't trust him any farther than I can throw him, but I am aligned spiritually, psychologically, and emotionally with the people in Israel. And that's a huge difference there. Okay, now let's continue. This is so upsetting. Its tools is geofencing, drawing a virtual boundary around places of worship, and sending targeted ads to cell phones that enter the boundary, according to the documents. But even worse yet, they can track you. And if you have the right software, intelligence related, they can track your conversations once they have you in their geofence. Hello. Let me tell you what I'm finding out about Charlie Kirk. They've already got it right there. This is how they spy on your cell phone when they are foreigners. NSA can go right into it. But this is how foreigners do it. This is happening to you right now. So they list the churches. Okay, now we're going to get real specific here. According to the documents, the campaign is organized by FaithWorks LLC, a California company. Oh, sounds harmless, but why would a California company have to go through the Foreign Registration Act? Well, stay tuned. Here we go. The company is run by a conservative consultant, Chad Schnitker, representing Israel's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The campaign's $3.26 million budget comes from Havas Media, a company that receives Israeli government money for influence campaigns. Oh, we're just getting warmed up. Do I have your attention? This is who Andrew Colvett is referring to, our partners who geofenced everyone who was around the area. It aims to use biblical arguments to highlight the importance of Israeli people to Jewish people to Christians and encourage tourism to Israel. Okay, the tourism to Israel is no different than if you talk about a vacation in your living room and one of your Google devices or your cell phone's around, they're going to pick up on it and you'll start getting ads. We all know that happens. Okay, I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with where this goes, though. Okay. By geofencing, the documents created resources for pastors who sign up for this. They're paid a fee. They're making money on you for spying on you, such as video messages and history lessons that can be played to congregations and hiring students to have tables at Christian colleges. So this is nothing but a pro-Israeli lobby. They also promote creating a 10/7 experience. That's the date that Israel was attacked by Hamas, a mobile custom-built trailer that would use virtual reality wall-length TVs to promote and highlight the atrocities from October 7th at different churches and Christian colleges. Okay, so we're kind of bumping up against what's appropriate and what's not. It says the attached slideshow shows the campaign, and I'm not going to play it for you because it's pretty graphic. Okay, but these are Turning Point partners. Andrew, tell us, please, because you're going on X and attacking anyone who challenges you on anything. And someone should tell you that's not good. Shakespeare had a saying, I think thou doth protest too loudly. You should be ignoring people that take snipes at you. I'm not taking a snipe. I'm saying, here's data. You've called these people your partners on Jesse Waters. I just went to the trouble of tracing it for my audience. But Andrew Colvin, I want to know why you call these people your partners. Why are you aligned with an Israeli intelligence gathering firm for the purposes of propaganda? They've laid it out for you. So, Mr. Colvin, please tell us. I'm sure he'll come on and say what he said to many people. You're just a liar. I'm just responding with facts. I'd like an answer to this question. What gives Turning Point USA the right to geofence 277,000 people going to Charlie Kirk's memorial? And believe me, I understand why Candace didn't go now. And I'm not implicating Turning Point, but Candace feared for her life. And she knows darn good and well how well she could be tracked. And she wasn't an honorary guest, so she'd have received no protection. She'd have just been one of the crowd. Candace, I would have stayed home too. That was a very wise choice on your part. Not to implicate Andrew Colvin, but you need to have some questions answered. You people here at these churches, you have questions to answer too. Do your congregations know you're spying on them? Is this biblical? Thou shalt spy on their parishioners to know who's naughty and nice, who's here, and where does that information go, and what's the purpose? I wholly resent this. I don't like being tracked by a church that I could attend. Do you? And honestly, I was on the fence about Turning Point because their professed mission to teach First Amendment principles, practice them, demonstrate them as Charlie did, and teach values of Christianity, good family values, patriotism. I think that's a very noble mission. But this has nothing to do with that mission. This has to do with tracking and violation of privacy in our most intimate of places, our houses of worship. Turning Point, why are you associated with this group? What do you get from this? You have questions to answer. And I can't support your mission any longer when you're associated with groups that spy on Christians going to church, that spy on people that go to a memorial. You have no right to that information. And I, in particular, am demanding to know why you need this. What are you doing with this? And Andrew, don't give me this. Oh, you're drawing conclusions that aren't there. You heard it on Jesse Waters. Our partners geofenced 277,000 people. And now we have a list of churches in the Phoenix, Tucson area, 38 to be exact. One pissed off person right here in Maricopa County. I am shocked. I am saddened. I am angrier than hell. And I'm not letting go of this. And I know from what I've been told before I went on air to do this that there are a lot of people that feel like I do. Once they find this out, they go, "What the hell? I'm going to start contacting the pastors of these churches and I'm going to ask them, what gives you the right to do this and for what purpose? Do you forward the names to the Lord and that's a naughty and nice list? I don't think God works that way. That God forgives all your sins. He doesn't have a mainframe computer and records everything you've done. Once you repent and ask for forgiveness, that's wiped out. So what purpose would you have for doing this? You have none. And, we have talked in the past, and I had a guest on and talked about how pastors were co-opted by FEMA and DHS under Obama to do propaganda for the government. And that if there was an emergency and they had to put people in camps, and certainly I understand earthquakes, war, stuff like that, but the pastors would be brought in, but they couldn't talk about God. They could only work to calm the people down. And we produced the receipts for that. That's on our website. Well, that was a long time ago. We're probably talking, my first occurrence with this was about 2008. And I think we wrote a pretty substantial article in 2012. So, this isn't new, but we have some recourse if we don't like what FEMA and DHS is doing. We have no recourse over Israeli intelligence. They have no business and no right to have this information. And it needs to be stopped. And it needs to be stopped now. And those that support this kind of invasion of our privacy and our most intimate of places needs to not be taken seriously nor supported.